The floods are disrupting life all over this city. Two major public hospitals have cancelled elective surgery. Supermarket shelves are emptying. People are stuck in places they don't want to be as roads are closed. Electricity supplies may be disrupted. The Queensland Premier, Anna Bligh, is at the State Emergency Service Coordination Centre and she joins us now. Premier, good morning and thanks for making your time available. What's your biggest concern this morning?
Good morning, Tony. Tony, I'm concerned across a number of fronts this morning. We have our search and rescue teams going into the Lockyer Valley for the first time now that the weather has cleared. I think it's going to be a very, very emotional day for those teams as they face some potentially very gruesome signs. I think it's going to be a heartbreaking day for those families who are still holding out a lot of hope for missing people as we see those hopes crushed. We have families coming further down the valley who are stranded on rooftops after a sudden event at Lowood, a town in the Lockyer Valley, again last night at 3 a.m. A terrifying moment for those families. So we're doing rooftop rescues there at the moment. And then, of course, we have two major cities, Ipswich and Brisbane, bracing, as you say, for a 1-in-100-year flood. Tony, we are talking massive amounts of water coming in to this river system and it will flood thousands of properties. So today we are activating evacuation processes and centres here in Brisbane. They were being activated yesterday in Ipswich. Thousands of people already out of their own homes and many more to come.
Authorities, of course, have issued dire warnings. Is there anything, Premier, to suggest otherwise this morning, even though as we look out, and you probably can see from where you are there are some clear skies over Brisbane?
It's very eerie here today because we have an absolutely beautiful blue sky, perfect Queensland summer day, but people can take no comfort from the blue sky. The rain has already done its damage in the catchment of our river system and this water is coming down at great speed. The predictions yesterday were that Ipswich would reach between 18 and 19 overnight. It is currently at 18 and a half. So the predictions are very, very accurate. On the basis of that, I understand that we could see up to 20,000 properties in Brisbane affected by the water. That is an extraordinary amount of people and homes, and people do need to take these warnings very seriously.
The death toll and the missing, Premier, what is the latest on that?
We've seen 10 people die in the last 24 to 48 hours as a result of that shocking incident in Toowoomba. Unfortunately, overnight, police have been advised of further missing persons. As people get back into these towns and start to knock on their neighbours' doors, they're finding more people they can't account for. So the police are now looking for more than 90 missing persons. As I said, our search and rescue teams are now on the ground. They are getting into those tributaries and creeks in some very difficult, very sodden terrain. And I expect they are going to have a very emotional day as they inevitably recover some bodies. Police are anticipating or have very, very grave fears for at least another 15, if not more, people. So, Tony, this is a heartache day for those teams and for the families who are waiting.
Queensland Premier Anna Bligh, again, thank you for joining us on AM.
Thank you to ABC for keeping us all up to date.